Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Good evening and welcome to the Prayer Line. This is our first and official online radio talk show. Thank you for holding everyone with the prayer line. We thank you for your patience. Through God, all things are possible. The devil is a liar, y'all. This is Selena Pinkney coming at you live from Shillington, Pennsylvania, with co-host and sister in Christ, and the prayer line member, Monica Pinkney, coming at you live as well from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We wanted to come with you last week, but through technicalities, we had to reschedule. But as I mentioned, the devil is a liar. The show must go on. We will not be stopped, as the prayer line is here to stay. And we want to thank all the members for listening in and for coming out to support us. We will have a power-packed segment. Our shows are 30 minutes at 6:30 p.m. in the Eastern Standard Time Zone to 7 p.m. in the Eastern Standard Time Zone. We will do this every Sunday. Same time, same station. Sometimes the show may be at 6 p.m., but you need to check your schedule time on that social media page, the prayer line through Facebook. So this is a spinoff, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The question of the day, audience, is what if the weapon was formed from the womb? We want you to please feel free to click on the attachment on our website, blogtalkradio.com/the prayer line. And we also want you to call in. The call in number is 323-870-4054. We're going to have a power packed discussion. We look forward to your posts and your comments on the prayer line through Facebook and or blogtalkradio.com/the prayer line. We hope to hear from you soon. Again, the number to call into is 323-870-4054. And let me just ask you, Monica, if you are able to hear me, I'm hearing picking up some backup noise. I need you to move your location and then just say a few words to the audience. Monica? Yes, I'm here. Please move your location, please. So we're picking up a lot of background noise. We want to start the show off right, and we want to do it right. Okay? Please address the audience and let them know what our goal is, and welcome.
Okay, our goal today is to... I'll be back. Our goal is to review the video that's attached in the band line, which is called Title Trick Baby, and... The Trick Baby video, it is with a pastor who discusses about how he was, he overcame many obstacles from the womb throughout birth, throughout his life, where his family, seed of horrible experiences was planted. But God fixed it where he was able to overcome it and endured it, the worst of the most unthinkable acts from the womb, and overcome a deliberate attempt against his life and attempt to cause and bring about an abortion through repeated injury to the mother. and drugs and introduction of alcohol and all kinds of different things which were intended to destroy him. If you could watch the video, and if you did watch it, I hope that you were able to gather some of the remarkable, unspeakable acts that took place, where he described having a hanger to go inside to pierce in the vagina because his mother was a young prostitute, and they felt that they could not earn money if she were pregnant. So they did all kinds of unspeakable things to bring about an abortion, which was give her drugs and alcohol. They beat her, they kicked her in the stomach, and she still survived. The baby was born, and he had all kinds, he was born without a pancreas, as well as having all types of issues going on, delays. He endured being babysat by the madam, who didn't care for children, and she sodomized him, abused him, and he learned from a young age to endure and to be silent. But when he was introduced to the Word of God in school, because he had delays, so they just put him all in the basement, had him finger painting all day. And so when he was introduced to the Word of God by a teacher, because she carried a Gideon Bible, and she introduced the Word to him, and that was the seed that planted and broke the chain of generational curse, if you watch the video, you'll be able to gather and understand why he had the term trick baby. They had a lot of things that you can relate to in regards to a trick baby, like anyone that's ever been felt like they didn't belong or considered or treated as the black sheep in their family, or even where they had a lot of hardships coming on throughout life. It was a trick of the devil, who believes that he can kill, steal, and destroy. But the Word of God that can break any generational curse, any attempt against the life, we can always say, but God. God is the one who gives us the strength to enables us to endure and push forward and press on toward that mark of a higher calling. We have to thank God every day that enduring and it's the steadfast determination of a young man that would not give up. And I thank God for the seed that was planted from within. He had a call on his life, which was ministry. And sometimes the enemy will come against us because perhaps he is aware of knowing what our future holds, that God has a promise, a seed inside of each and every one of us. His job is to destroy it, derail it, do everything to hinder it. And if we can keep our eyes focused on God and stayed on Jesus, he'll keep us in perfect peace. He'll keep our minds at ease, and even though we endure the storm. We can endure through a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We have to thank God every day, regardless of what our hardships are, what our experiences or obstacles in our way. I remember when I went to God's Leading Ladies Conference, and it was Power Pack for the ministry, top ministry heads. What's her name? Paula White was there, Joyce Meyer, T.D. Jakes, and the list goes on. But there was something that Paula White said, and she said, go where you're celebrated, not tolerated. She said things like, you're too blessed to be stressed, and you're too anointed to be disappointed. These are the things that, even though we'll go through some issues and hardships, if we keep our mind focused on the good, and even if it's something that we feel we can't bear, but we can just keep our mind concentrating on God, we can just focus, keep our eyes on Him. We don't see what's going on in this world. We don't feel what's going on. We'll just be concentrated on Him, and He will calm that spirit. He will calm that pain, because we know that there's a blessing in the present. Amen.
Wow. So basically, just to piggyback on top of that, because you're
phone wasn't coming in clear. I'm just going to repeat and reiterate just a couple things. Is that audience, she's talking about a video that was posted on the prayer line on our social media page through Facebook. It's called The Trick Baby. And when did you post that video on the prayer line, Monica?
I believe it was Friday.
Okay. For some reason, I haven't seen it. I'm not sure if there was some type of technical difficulties why it didn't show up. But if you are able to open another tab right now, perhaps you can go to it and post it to the prayer line right now as part of our discussion. And while she's doing that, audience, basically, just to summarize, is that there was a pastor who had a calling to be a man of the cloth. Usually, when there is a man of the cloth, the devil doesn't like that. So he may decide to try to kill you from the womb before you're even born. This pastor, prior to becoming a pastor, when his mother was pregnant with him, his mother caught hard times, okay? His father was not there for them. He didn't hold up his end of the bargain. He didn't do as the Bible says and take care of his family to be the head of the household, which meant that the mother had to struggle. She got very desperate. Desperate times call for desperate measures. What she did was she started prostituting to make money to take care of herself and to be able to eat and to be able to feed the baby that was inside of her as she was pregnant. She became pregnant, actually, at some point. So the pimp decided that he was going to try to give her an abortion personally with a wire hanger. He inserted it and thought that he killed the baby. He told her, "We're not going to be able to make any money off of you if you're pregnant." So with that said, he proceeded to give her an abortion. Surprise, audience, that did not work. So he ended up being born. He had lots of difficulties due to going through a lot of turmoil and being almost aborted. I'm sure there was a little damage there, but he prevailed through all of that. He pressed on. There was a teacher, actually, that came into his life through prayer, and she gave him a Bible. She used to read to him at school. And that's where he turned his life around. He no longer felt that he was unworthy and so forth, despite the fact that he was left with different people to care for him, and he didn't have that mother-child time that most kids have. But this teacher cared enough to share with him the Word of God, and that breathed life into his life. And from that point forward, he gave his life to God, and he ended up becoming a minister. And that's a powerful story, Monica. I love hearing that because it just such a powerful thing. People that I know, including my little Micah, that definitely wants to become a preacher when he grows up, had some issues in school here and there since he was a baby, even a car accident when I was pregnant with him. Someone actually prophesied to me when I was pregnant and told me I was pregnant with a man of the cloth. Again, someone prophesied to me when he was only 6 months old or 7 months old and told me, be very careful. Things will happen in his life where the devil will try and take him out. But with the grace of God and through the fact that he's coming from a family surrounded by preachers and teachers and people always praying for him, God saw better, and he's still here. And God is not through with you yet, either, listeners. God is not through with you yet. God is not through with you yet. If you're still here and you went through something, don't count yourself out. You just have to stand tall. You have to lean on the Word of God, as the Bible says. All you need is a little bit as a mustard seed. Stand on that, ladies and gentlemen. Stand on that. And God will, you take the first step and God will take the next. It's very important that you do something, not to just stand idle and assume that you don't have to make any physical moves to go places and try and help yourself. As soon as you start taking the first step, God will put people in your path and things in your path to help you along the way through favor. And you should never, ever put yourself in jeopardy or your unborn child. Like the testimony story that we just heard of Trick Baby. ever feel like you need to compromise your self-respect and do any of those things that were done in the story we share with you about Trick Baby. Okay? Everybody's situation is different, but you still need to have self-respect and self-worth, for your body is a temple. And at this time, we want to know if there are any prayer requests out there or any testimonies. I'm going to check the lines. And Monica, do you have anything you want to add?
I just wanted to say that it may not be, we can relate this story into different areas of our lives. It doesn't have to be so much as, you know, this situation that this horrible ordeal this gentleman went through. But it has to do with being a black sheep, generational curses, family values, strengthening our work ethics in regards to what's going on in our lives. We may be going through something. We have to decide on how we're going to work through it, how we're going to see our way through the obstacles and through the storm. We may be in our darkest hour, and we may get desperate. And some people, they get desperate and they decide to give up or give in. Oh, look at this. It's not working. Every area of my life is harmed. I got my finance. My education is something's going on in the school. I'm trying to go back to college, and this is happening. Or it could be a problem with our children. And some people just feel it's enough. They can't take it. But you have to have the strength of Job to endure and to keep pressing on. And push in. Push until something happens. Keep moving. Don't get out of the water. Stay in the water. Stay prayed up. When they say wade in the water, this is what we're talking about. Stay in God's living water. Stay spiritually filled with God's word. Get around praying people and the saints of God and just pray for each other and keep each other lifted up and encouraged. Regardless of what we may be going through or what it looks like, God can turn it around in a moment, in a blink of an eye. I have to share this praise report from my very good friend, Alicia Wakeler, and she's on the prayer line also. And she was having an issue. In actuality, she was in court, and she needed to get, she was already staying firm on her, she had her evidence, she had all she needed in order to push past it. And when they said, well, they tried to negotiate, and she's like, no, I'm standing on this. I know God's going to take care of it.
Can I just interject, Monica, before you go into that? Can you please let us know, set the scene on what she was facing before you tell us the outcome, so that way they know what it is you're referring to?
Well, it was a tenant landlord issue, and she had all her evidence and all her things in place, but her landlord was still trying to push forward, and he had his own separate set of ethics. But God has his word, and he was judge and jury in her case, because as they tried to push her and encourage her and make her get all frightened and tried to shake her out of her position, she stood, and she didn't waver, and she stayed prayed up and faithful until the point where they kept saying, well, you're going to have to go to trial. And she said, well, we're just going to have to go to trial. I have my evidence of what I was dealing with when I was renting from this person. I know that if I keep standing on God's word, I know he is never going to fail me. And she kept that in mind. And when she made her decision to push forward, actually backed down. And the case was dismissed.
Amen. And what did
she
do prior to
She instantly sent her prayer request on the prayer line and asked for prayers to help her through her trial that she was going through, trial and tribulation. And immediately, within a blink of an eye, God turned it around. The praying people of the prayer line got together on their own one accord. We may not be together every day focusing at the same time, but we get online when we can, and we get our spiritual food and our encouragement and nurturing our souls and our spirits. And I can tell you this, the power of prayer changed her decision that the judge made. There wasn't any difficult problem that was never too hard for God. God moved it. He turned it over. And I'm so thankful that she shared that with us on the prayer line. And I thank God for all of the praying saints on the prayer line that are lifting each other up every day. Amen. And we also have a prayer request for a family that I posted on the prayer line. Before I go into that, I wanted you all to know, ladies and gentlemen, that I was able to cut and paste the story, Trick Baby, that Monica and I were just discussing. So if you go to the prayer line now on social media page, Facebook.com, you will see it on the prayer line. I'm actually going to pin it so that it will be the first thing you see when you go to our page. And you can read up on a true testimony of, it's by Ronald Archer. And it's a true testimony. You will be able to click on it and read up on it, exactly what we were talking about, how God can move mountains, no matter what you're going through. I mean, you can find a small corner and just say a little prayer to yourself in silence. You don't even need to do that. You just have a little bit of faith of a mustard seed. You just call on his name, Jesus. There's power in that name. As soon as you say Jesus, all the waters that are fussing around you and about in your life will come to a calm. I can guarantee it because I'm living proof and I'm still here. And the devil is a liar. There is someone that I want us to pray for. There's a family that has four beautiful boys. And they're calling it medical kidnapping because the parents wanted a second opinion. And because of that request, the hospital didn't like that. They got into a tiff or a rift with the family and decided to bring in Child Protective Services. And they took all four boys. This happened in Spartanburg, South Carolina, July 10, 2015. It was the parents' worst nightmare. It's also on the prayer line. If you look it up on our Facebook page, you have to scroll down. Let your fingers do the walking, people. It's not just going to pop out at you. So if you miss something, you definitely want to take the time to scroll and keep scrolling down the page because there are lots of other people out there that need your prayers. Don't wait until it comes to your front door with turmoil where you need somebody else to pray for you. We need to all be praying for each other because when it happens, something happened, I'm not saying necessarily it will be the same exact thing, but things happen. This is not a perfect world we live in. And we are not perfect people, neither one of us are. But there may come a time when you need somebody to take the time to pray for you or one of your loved ones. So Fox News in Carolina picked up the story on this family, the Healy boys. I'm just going to read to you, quote-unquote, exactly what we have here. A parent's worst nightmare happened on July 10, 2015 in Spartanburg, South Carolina. That unexpected knock on the door came from the Healy family. According to Mom Danielle Heatley, the reality was much worse than a knock on the door. In the early morning hours on July 10, 2015, the Spartanburg County Police walked right in the front door of the Healy's home while Danielle and her four boys were sleeping. William Heatley had left for work earlier that morning, and the front door was unlocked because the family felt safe in their community. Danielle stated that a female officer later identified as Investigator Tracy Moss walked into her bedroom and asked if she was Danielle Heatley. Danielle replied that she was. Danielle states, quote unquote, "The cops busted into my house, didn't knock or identify themselves. She, the investigator, said that they have a search warrant and you need to get up and get up now." Investigator Moss proceeded to demand that Danielle remove Jack from the crib in her room, unhook his feeding tube, and bring him into the family's living room. When Danielle walked into the living room, her three older boys were lined up on the couch. Danielle stated that, quote unquote, "Apparently she got my kids from their bedrooms before she came into my room. Family home searched and children taken away due to a Munchausen syndrome by proxy medical claim." According to Danielle, there were five or six officers to assist executing a search warrant for all electronics and medications in their home. The emergency removal order served on that day states that they were contacted by Greenville Health System Dr. Nancy Henderson and the Heatley's four children needed to be removed due to the mother being suspected of Munchausen syndrome by proxy. Munchausen syndrome by proxy is an outdated term used for a mental illness
where a caretaker of a child, usually a mother, either makes up fake symptoms or causes real symptoms to make it look like the child is sick in order to get attention. According to the DSM-5 Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 5th edition, written by the American Psychiatric Association, the correct term for this mental disorder is fictitious disorder imposed on another FDIA, not Munchausen syndrome by proxy. Danielle Healy also states, quote unquote, they are claiming I'm making Jack sick and he has no medical problems, although he has been tested for everything he has and diagnosed by doctors. They say I put him through unnecessary surgeries and medical procedures. They said he has no medical problems, yet they separated Jack from his brothers and put him in the hospital for the medical problems they say he doesn't have. It all started when I threatened a second opinion. I don't understand any of this. My whole world has been torn apart. My life was turned upside down. My kids are my whole world. I don't know how to keep living without them, and I don't understand any of this. It's so wrong. I feel so alone. How can they take kids from a home where they are happy and well taken care of? I've never had a criminal history, not drugs or alcohol, not even cigarettes. I just don't understand. So that's just to give you just a little bird's eye view into the lives of the Healys and what their tragic experience has been like. And ladies and gentlemen, I invite you to read up more on it and keep scrolling. There's more on that topic when you click on it from our page, or you can Google it. Monica, do you have anything you want to add to that before we pray for that family?
I just want to say, I wanted to stay on to what we were talking about, which was the trick baby, that we all have some kind of issue or something that we're going through in life. That's just one little thing I wanted to read is, where you are today is no accident. God is using the situation you are in right now to shape you and prepare you for your place, the place he wants to bring you into tomorrow. Trust him with his plan, even if you don't understand. We have to think about things like feeding the spirit, gird ourselves up in knowing the word. We have to look at someone else's experience, think about it, pray for them, and think about how we would feel. Find a scripture that we would use to help encourage ourselves or another person if they're going through, and apply it to our lives where we can also take hold of it and make it our own, so that we of the word of God, make it our own, so that this way we can always remember it and use it when it's time to encourage ourselves, so we won't fail, so that we won't give up, we won't back down, so that we would always keep going forward and claiming the victory and moving and finding what God's true purpose and our destiny is. God uses everything, even our pain. He can turn that pain to power. In the words of Bishop Ron Archer, he says he can turn that pain to power. He can turn anything, the wisdom and understanding and the love of God, to help us on this road. Just wanted to say that in regard to that family that's suffering from the medical